Hello, we're back with 10 minutes of Talmud. Okay, we're doing Pirkei Avot, and we've been looking at what does a name mean, and now we're going to look at what Hillel and Chalmeyer actually described as having said. So here we go. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu La'asok b'divrei Torah. Okay, we're in Pirkei Avot, chapter 1, and it's number 12. Okay, so here's what Hillel used to say. Hetzei mitalmidav shel Aharon, be a disciple of Aaron. Ohev shalom v'rodev shalom, love peace and pursue it. It's not just enough to love it when it shows up at your door. You have to go get it. Okay? Ohev et habriot, love all people, umikarvan l'Torah, and bring them closer to Torah. So that's a, it's actually a beautiful message, isn't it? I mean, you can do all of this with Jews and non-Jews, right? You can love peace, you can pursue peace, you can love people, and if you love somebody, you give them what is most precious to you, what's most precious to us, Torah. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Okay, now here's the next thing that he used to say. This is 14. Hu haya omer, he used to say, in enani limili ushaani la'atzmi ma'ani v'im lo'achshav ematai. This one you know. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? But when I am only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when? Again, I don't think you have to be Jewish to do that. Message, do you? That's everybody. Okay, so let's see what Shammai says. Shammai Omer, Ose Torah HaKeva, make your Torah a habit, right? A set time every day, as in 10 minutes of Talmud. That's kind of what we're trying to get at. And more ma'at ve'as. Say harbeh. Oh, would that everybody did this one. Promise little and do much. In other words, there are people in this world that overpromise and underdeliver. What Shammai is saying is, the right way to do it is underpromise and overdeliver. It's a really, really good piece of advice. Hezem kabel ko hadam besever panim yafot. Make sure to greet every person with a cheerful face. Okay. And here I want to tell you a story. My first year in rabbinical school, I lived in the bomb shelter to a two-story house. So there were one family lived on the top floor, another family lived in the second floor, and I lived in the bomb shelter underneath in Jerusalem. And I had to walk up some stairs outside to get to the level of the second floor, and then more steps to get up to the street. This was in a neighborhood called Rehavia in Jerusalem. I'm sure many of you recognize that name. Frankly, I loved living in the bomb shelter. It was warm in the winter and it was cool in the summer. So it didn't have windows, so what? You know? Okay. It happened that an incredibly great professor of Jewish law lived on that second floor. And he had two children, a boy and a girl. And sometimes the boy would come home and they would have these unbelievably loud arguments that unless I was going to go outside and sing an aria, I could not help but hear. So one morning as I was getting ready for school, I heard one of these unbelievably loud screaming matches between the father and the son. And you have to remember, this was like one of the most senior professors of Jewish law in the entire state of Israel. And who was I? I was nothing. I was living in their bomb shelter. You know, no one, believe me, I was no one. So I was walking up the stairs, and as I got to that second level, the father came out the door, and his face was a face of misery. I swear it was, he was sagging. He was so sad. He was so miserable. And yet when he saw me, he did what Shammai says to do. He put on a smile. He said, "How are you?" You know, I mean, he really accomplished this mitzvah, which was all the more amazing because I was absolutely, positively nobody. He didn't have to be nice to me. He could have just said good morning and, you know, gone on by. And yet he took this so much to heart that even me, he fulfilled this at great cost to him. I could see it. So just remember that sometimes when you you make the effort, even to somebody who isn't important, you may be teaching a great lesson in Torah. Okay. We have time. All right. So that's Shammai. So greet everybody with a cheerful face. Make your Torah study a regular habit. And say little and do much. Okay. So then we get to a guy named Rabban Gamliel. Now this isn't our Rabban Gamliel. This is an early Rabban Gamliel. And Gamaliel means God will redeem me. Okay, and we're here at 16. Rabban Gamaliel Omer Aseh L'charav V'histalek Min HaSafek V'Altar Bel Aseh Amadut. Okay, get yourself a teacher so that you can avoid doubt and don't make a habit of doing your taxes by guesswork. In other words, get thee to an accountant. I'm sure the accountants out there will want to make note of this message from Pirkei Avot, because if you do your tithes by guesswork, you're almost certainly going to make a mistake. So he seems very much, this elder Rabban Gamliel seems very much into certainty, right? Get a teacher, don't teach something you're in doubt about, and really, really, really don't make a mistake on your taxes. All right, we'll talk to more tomorrow. Bye.